in honor and reverence for the gospel reading. The gospel is according to Mark in the 16th chapter, beginning at the first verse. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go and anoint Jesus. And very early, on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. So the women come to the tomb. Where we left the story off on Friday or on Sunday, Jesus had suffered at the hands of the Roman authorities. He had been brought to trial by the Jewish leaders and found guilty, even though he had done nothing. And he had been hung on a cross and he had died. And they took his body away and buried it in a tomb. And so the women had come. They come to the tomb. Now, they have to remember that Jesus had told them at least three times we know of in his life that he would die and suffer and then be raised on the third day. But they're not looking for a risen Jesus. We know they're not because it says they're bringing spices to anoint his body. Now, these spices would be very expensive. So if they spent the money on the spices and they're bringing them to the tomb, we know that they are looking for a dead body. They're looking for Jesus among the dead. And what is consuming their mind at that time is the stone that is blocking their way to Jesus. Who will roll away the stone? Now we know the story. If you've gathered here this morning, I expect that you know the story about Jesus, that he is risen from the dead, that he is alive. But how many of you have come this morning and what is consuming your mind and your heart are the stones. The stones that are blocking your way to Jesus. There may be things that you see in the world, things that you don't like, things that you know aren't right, that are blocking your way to Jesus and to the abundant life Jesus promises. There may be things in your life, things that you have done, that you feel like are blocking your way to Jesus. Here's where the little gray pieces of paper come in. I invite you to take out your little gray pieces of paper. And kids, you should have one too. Okay? I invite you to write or draw on that little gray sheet of paper something that you feel like is blocking your way, a stone that is in your way to to that full life that you feel like God has promised, to your abundant life in Jesus Christ, to a fuller, better, stronger faith, a deeper hope, something that can overcome the pain. I invite you to write or to draw on that sheet of paper something that is a stone for you. And as you are working on that, as you are thinking of that, I invite you to hear the good news. That those women, when they came to the tomb, when they came looking for a dead body, they found that the stone had been rolled away. That something impossible had happened. Something miraculous had happened. That this stone, this immovable, impossible stone that they felt was blocking their way had been rolled away. And they came into the tomb where the dead body was supposed to be, and there was no body there. The body was gone. And they didn't know what to think. And a man was there and he told them, Jesus is risen. Jesus is alive. God has done something miraculous and impossible. That is what resurrection is. It is not something that we see every day. It is a dead body that has been brought back to life and is living now in between heaven and earth. This glorified, transformed body of Jesus Christ, resurrected and living eternally, forever. And yet the women are still bewildered, it says. They're still afraid and trembling. Because the empty tomb doesn't speak for itself. It's not the absence of a body of Jesus that gives us hope. It is a resurrected Jesus Christ who comes to each one of us and seeks a relationship of love, of forgiveness, of grace that empowers a new life. And so the angel tells the women, your hope is not here. He is not here. He is risen. Go! Go and tell His disciples that He will meet you, that you must seek a relationship with the risen Jesus Christ, that it is only that which will make the difference, what will make the impossible possible, that will make the untrue true. It is that which can overcome these things that are in your life. Because if God has rolled away one stone and God has done this impossible thing, we believe that God is now rolling away all of the stones. All of the things that block our relationship with Jesus Christ. All of these things that you have written down. These impossible things that you cannot overcome on your own. You know you can't. You know your good deeds can't do it. You know your faith can't do it. God in Jesus Christ can do it. And we believe that the last stone to be rolled away is death. We believe, as Paul writes in the 6th chapter of Romans, if we have been united with Him in a death like His, we will certainly be united with Him in a resurrection like His. That is the core of our hope. The core of our Christian hope is that no matter what we see in this world, no matter what happens, no matter how it seems like that maybe the stones get the last word, that we will be raised again. That we will live forever in Jesus Christ. That because Christ has been raised, we too shall all share in the resurrection of the righteous on the last day. That our bodies will be raised and glorified. We will live again and see each other again and share in the fellowship, this great and amazing fellowship that God has promised for us. And so the women that morning on the first Easter, they leave the tomb and they go and they tell no one, for they were afraid. Now we know they must have told someone eventually, or else we wouldn't have the story. But Mark ends the story there because he wants you to know that the story is now yours. You write the ending. We know that we will leave here this morning, that we will leave our Easter celebrations this afternoon, and that Monday will come, and Tuesday, and Wednesday, and the stones of this life will begin to pile up again. And you will begin to see these things that are blocking your way and forget the joy and the hope of this Easter morning. So I invite you into a new, deeper relationship with Jesus Christ this morning. A relationship that can overcome impossible things. A relationship of love with that steadfast love of God that never fails. That hope in Jesus Christ that will not end. And that will bring to you in the days and the weeks and the months to come new hope in Jesus Christ. For it is there that our hope remains. It is there that forgiveness lies, that even though we know we will go out and we will fail again as these women fail, that Jesus is always ready to forgive again, always ready to give more grace and more love. Jesus is always ready to be with you again in a new way, in a new life. That is the promise of Easter, that no matter how many times you fail, you can get back up again. Because Jesus can make it true and make it possible in your life when you give your life to Him. Not once, but again and again and again. I would invite you right now to take that piece of paper and crumple it into a little stone. Crumple it, please, into a little stone. That piece of paper that you wrote on or you drew on. Now, if we weren't in COVID, I would invite you to take it and to like just take it right up here to the cross, but we can't do that this morning. So what I'm going to invite you to do is to take it on your way out. As our ushers have you on your way out, there is a cross in the back in the narthex. And as you pass that cross, just roll that stone right on away from you towards that cross. Just roll it away, because God in Jesus Christ makes that possible for you. So take that, what you have written, and give it to Jesus Christ, and let Jesus work in your life beyond today to give you a new hope. Because the end of your story, the end of this story, the end of our story has already been written. That we will share in resurrection like His, and there is hope in Jesus Christ that awaits us on the last day, the joining of the heavens and the earth in a glorious fellowship in Christ Jesus now and forever. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.